Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for returning to FMFC's Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. God bless you. I pray that your week went well. Again, I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm standing in for Apostle Roslyn Overton. I want to thank Apostle for allowing me to sit in and pray with you and answer your prayer. I mean, actually, take your prayers to the throne of grace. Take your concerns to the throne of grace. Again, thank you for joining us. Please send your prayer requests. Go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like our page. Post your prayer requests so that we can cover you in prayer. Add our faith to yours and go before the throne of grace and pray for you and pray with you. You can also you can text your prayers to 847-942-9979. You can text those prayer requests, and again, we'll add our faith to yours and intercede for you and stand with you in prayer. So please send your prayer requests. Go to the page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page. We will cover prayer requests all through the week. We will also send out notifications of other things that the ministry has going on. You can join us in those things as well. There are weekly teachings on video as well as streaming messages and things of that nature. So please feel free to go to the page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, like the page, leave your prayer requests anytime, but today, so that we can pray for you today during the show. Please go to the page now, like the page, leave your prayer request, and we will cover you in prayer. I'm going to go ahead and open up with prayer. Then we'll read a scripture from there. We'll do a little praise and worship, and we'll have others come on and pray with us as well. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we thank you for bringing us, Father, into another week, O Heavenly Father, allowing us to see another week. Father, many have made plans today, Father, but never arose, Father, to complete those plans, to carry those plans out, Father, but you saw fit to wake us. So, Father, right now we ask you to forgive us for any and all sins we may have committed, Father, knowingly and unknowingly, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask you to just continue, Father, to allow us to walk with you, O Heavenly Father. Continue to pour into us, Father. Continue to cover us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come before you with thanks and praise. We thank you, Father. We praise you. We uplift your name, Father. We magnify your name. We thank you, Father, for all that you have done, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you and praise you. Father, we ask you right now, Father, to watch over our homes, O Heavenly Father. Bless our domiciles, all our interests, O Heavenly Father. Father, every battle, O Heavenly Father, that we have fought and are fighting, Father. Give us the victory now, Father, at work, O Heavenly Father, in our homes, O Heavenly Father, with those, Father, that we engage with, O Heavenly Father. The Word says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So, Father, we ask, Father, that you give us victory, O Heavenly Father. Father, as we stand the fight of faith, Father, you do the fighting, Father. You give us the victory to the battle, Father. Father, as we go into a holiday weekend, O Heavenly Father, Father, we ask that you just watch over those that are on the road, O Heavenly Father, those that are going to and fro, those, Father, that may drink this weekend, Father. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, O Heavenly Father. Father, as we have those that have graduated this weekend, those that are on prom this weekend, Father, those who send their children out, Father, bless them, Father, that their children come home safe and sound, O Heavenly Father. Give your angels charge over the children, Father. Those, Father, that are on prom, those that are just walking through the neighborhood, those that are just going to and fro to work, O Heavenly Father. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, we come against violence, O Heavenly Father. Right now, Father, we decree and declare right now, Father, that violence is put down, Father, in the cities, Father, coast to coast, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you right now, Lord. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we uplift your name. We just thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, those that are on the line today, Father, you know your children, O Heavenly Father. You know, Father, what they stand in need of, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask right now, O Heavenly Father, that every need be met by your provisions. Father, we decree and declare, O Heavenly Father, your word, Father, that you, our God, that you shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Father. There are many that need to be on the line, O Heavenly Father. There are those that want to be on the line. There are those that need to go to the prayer page, Father, and deposit, Father, their prayer request, O Heavenly Father, so that they may be brought to your throne of grace, O Heavenly Father. Your word says that we should pray without ceasing, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, we just thank you, O Heavenly Father. Touch them, Father, that they will bring their prayer requests, O Heavenly Father, so we may intercede, Father. Father, give us the spirit of excellence, Father, so that we may intercede properly, O Heavenly Father. Oh, we just thank you, Lord. We uplift your name, O Heavenly Father. We magnify your name, Father. We just praise your name, Father, right now. Father, we uplift your name, Father. We magnify your name. We thank you for all that you've done. Father, many of us on the line have children, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you watch over our children, Father, that you keep them, Father, in every way. Father, let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them, Father. Bless them in their endeavors, O Heavenly Father. Bless them, Father, with all that they're doing, O Heavenly Father. Some are going to school. Some are going to work. Some are in the military, Father. Whatever they're doing, Father, that is within your will, Father, we ask that you to bless them, Father. Watch over them, Father. Keep them, Father, and give them success, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask, O Heavenly Father, that you just watch over those, O Heavenly Father, that, Father, that are in ministry, O Heavenly Father. Father, we are praying for ministry leaders. We ask right now, O Heavenly Father, that you renew them, strengthen them, O Heavenly Father. Strengthen their physical bodies, Father, as well as their spiritual bodies. Father, strengthen them and renew them, Father, in their emotions, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against every attack of the enemy, Father, against those in the body of Christ, Father. We thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. We give you praise right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we plead the blood over everyone on this line. We plead the blood over those in the body of Christ. We plead the blood over our youth, Father. We plead the blood over those, O Heavenly Father, that are going to and fro this weekend. We thank you right now, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen. Praise God. Praise God. Again, welcome everyone. Excuse me. Welcome everyone to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Thank you for being on the line. Again, go to our prayer page if you'd like to leave your prayer request. It's FMFC Global Prayer Warriors on Facebook. Like the page. Again, we send weekly updates throughout the week. We post prayers throughout the week. We're answering prayers throughout the week. We're posting testimonies throughout the week. Also, yes, when your prayers are answered, please leave your testimony. Also, you can text your prayer request in as well. And that number you want to text to is 847-942-9979. Again, I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I am standing in for our overseer, Apostle Rosalind Overton. Again, I want to thank her, and we have Apostle on the line. We're going to ask Apostle to pray for us, and cover everyone on the line in prayer. And there's some prayer requests that she may cover as well. One, Apostle Overton, are you there? Okay, Apostle Overton right now is, she's a little indisposed right now. So I will continue the prayer. I'm going to go ahead and continue the prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we want to pray for our nation, oh Heavenly Father. Father, right now, Father, we just uplift, Father, our nation, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we uplift, Father, our president, Father, our congressmen, our representatives, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just want to give you praise, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we just want to magnify your name, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we just thank you, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we want to uplift the municipalities, oh Heavenly Father. We want to uplift city governments, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we come against the corruption, oh Heavenly Father, in city government, municipalities, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you blow on the hearts, Father, of those, Father, that have rule over us, Father, in our government, Father, in our city governments, Father. Father, even in our schools, oh Heavenly Father, we want to pray for the schools, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask right now, oh Heavenly Father, that you even touch and endow our teachers, oh Heavenly Father. Touch and endow those on school boards, oh Heavenly Father. Father, endow them with supernatural ability, Father, to run the schools, oh Heavenly Father. The police chiefs, oh Heavenly Father, give them supernatural ability to run the police departments, oh Heavenly Father. Give the mayors, Father, supernatural ability, Father, to be able to run, Father, cities, oh Heavenly Father, effectively. We uplift councilmen and aldermen, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we ask that you blow on their hearts, Father. Father, surround them with godly counsel, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, oh Heavenly Father. We uplift your name right now, Father. Father, we ask, oh Heavenly Father, that you, Father, that you even touch those, Father, that are captains of industry, oh Heavenly Father. Father, that they will do good business, Father, that their business will be honest, Father, and moral, Father, and righteous, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against, Father, unrighteous business practices, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we come against, Father, doing business, Father, with evil intent, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask right now, Father, that you would even surround the captains of business, Father, with men and women of God, oh Heavenly Father, to give them counsel. Father, surround our presidents, Father, our congressmen, our representatives, our mayors, Father, our councilmen, our aldermen, oh Heavenly Father, with men and women of God that will give them godly counsel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you right now, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give our endow our teachers with wisdom. Endow the children with wisdom, Father. Endow them, Father, with supernatural ability, oh Heavenly Father, to learn the curriculum, oh Heavenly Father. Father, let the curriculum be challenging, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you right now, Father. We speak supernatural ability over our children, oh Heavenly Father, so that they will do well, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh Heavenly Father. We praise your holy name. Father, we give you praise. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we ask that you even touch and bless those, Father, that run daycare centers, oh Heavenly Father. Father, that they, Father, will be able to bless our children, oh Heavenly Father. Teach our children as infants, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Father. We uplift your name right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus against attack and retaliation of the enemy, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is so. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen. We're going to bring another one of our prayer warriors on from the West Coast to pray. We're going to see if she's ready right now. Sister Tangela, are you on the line?
Good morning.
Sister Tangela?
Good morning. Are you there?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Yes, I can. If you would be so kind to if you'd be so kind to pray.
I could do that. Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. Please do.
Okay. Thank you, Lord God. Father God, we just bless your holy name. We exalt you today, Lord. We magnify you. We give you glory, honor, praise, and we thank you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you, Lord God, that every day, every morning is new with your mercy. You refresh us, you renew us, you give us a new day to look forward to, new opportunities, new things, Lord God. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you for your favor, Heavenly Father. The ability to be able to come into your presence and receive from your spirit. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would bless us, instruct us to know your will, to know your way. Teach us your way, Lord God. Allow us, Father God, to seek after you, hunger after you, run after you, desire you with all of our hearts, Lord God. Let no roadblock, let no stumbling block come into our path, Heavenly Father. I ask that you remove any stumbling block from the pathways of all those who are hungering after you, who are thirsting after you, Lord God. I ask that you make their crooked path straight. I ask that you endow them with power and fervency and anointing, Lord God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I stand in agreement with Pastor Mel when he asks for protection for the children, protection for the people that are out there celebrating this holiday weekend. I thank you, Lord God, that you care so much for us, that you provide angels to watch over us, that you care so much for us, that your word protects those that belong to you, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I pray that as we go about today, that you would command our morning. I pray that you will direct our path, that you will send divine appointments, that you will fill our mouths with the words to say to those that you send our way, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper today. I pray, Lord God, that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I pray, Heavenly Father, that all of the Lord's enemies are placed under his feet. I pray for Jerusalem, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for your anointing and your anointed ones, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father, for your little ones, that you are giving each and every one a gift, that they would rise up in that gift, that they would rise up in that talent and use them to glorify you, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that each and every soul that you have called unto your kingdom, Lord God, is answering the call, yes and amen. I pray, Heavenly Father, that your kingdom comes, your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I pray, Heavenly Father, for a fresh renewing of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for everything that you are doing in our lives. I thank you for how you use us in every way. I thank you for even technology, Lord God, that you've given us to be able to be on the airways, to spread your word abroad, even on the airways, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the people that you have given us charge over, that you have placed over us. I thank you for leadership abilities. I thank you for leadership authority. I thank you, Lord God, that your people are doing what you've called them to do in the heart that you've called them to do it. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for handpicking your chosen ones. Oh, bless your holy name, Lord God. You have not left not one stone unturned. I thank you for the chief cornerstone, which is Christ Jesus, our commanding officer. I thank you that he is the Lord of our lives. I thank you that he is the Prince of Peace and the Lord of Lords, the Master of our souls. I thank you, Lord God, that you loved us so much that you made a way for us to be able to come into your throne, to be able to seek your face, to be able to experience your glory, your holiness, Heavenly Father. And Father God, as we go about our day, I ask that you instruct us, Lord. Our hands are open to you, and we are saying, yes, Lord, we are here. We are your servants. Tell us what you would have us to do this day as we glorify you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And thank you for the man and the woman of God that is on this phone, prayer line today. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you will touch them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, that you will continue to open doors for them, Heavenly Father, that no man could close. I pray, Lord God, that as your wind is coming from the north, that you will settle down upon your people in the name of Jesus with a smile, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we will surely give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the name of Jesus, we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise your holy name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. You're worthy to be praised, Lord. You're worthy to be praised, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That you are just awesome, Lord God. We bless you, Lord, today. Hallelujah. Be ye exalted over our lives today, oh God. Hallelujah. Touch those that need a touching, a healing touching in their bodies, oh God. Touch them, Lord. Comfort those that need comforting today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your comfort. Oh, Father God, give us wisdom. Hallelujah. For those who are seeking wisdom, Lord. Oh, for your humbleness, oh God. For your mind of humbleness and your mind of lowliness, oh God, we seek after you. Oh, bless your holy name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're so worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. We lift our hands unto you, O God, in adoration. Thank you, Lord, and we bless you with our spirits, Lord God. We bless you and we worship you today, O God. Hallelujah. We magnify you today, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, touch right now, Lord God. Father God, I lift up our seniors unto you, Lord God. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you will speak to them today. I ask, Lord God, that those that...
There is power in the name of Jesus. The great as a chain, great as a chain, great as a chain. The great as a chain, great as a chain, great as a chain. There is power
everyone. Again, I want to thank everyone for coming to, I want to thank everyone for coming to FMFC's Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. We want to thank Sister Tangela for that wonderful prayer. Next, we're going to have Apostle Overton come in and pray. She's going to cover some prayer requests as well as some local and national issues and whatever the Holy Spirit has placed in her heart to cover us in prayer with. I'll then come back and I'm going to pray over some issues as well. Again, if you have any prayer requests, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Post your prayer requests. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. We definitely want to stand with you, intercede for you, and cover you in prayer. And this is the reason for this show, this radio show, is to pray with you, cover you in prayer, assist you in commanding your morning, commanding your day, so that you go out covered in prayer. Your issues have been brought to the throne of grace. So again, go to the Facebook page, like the page, it's FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Also, if you'd like to text your prayer request into us, that number is 847-942-9979. Again, that number is 847-942-9979. We're going to bring Apostle Overton on the line and have her cover us in prayer. One second. We have a lot of callers today, so I apologize. One second here. Are you on the line, Apostle?
Yes, I'm right here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am blessed. I am blessed and favored of the Lord. Thank God for another day, and thank you for guest hosting for me this morning. It's truly a blessing for the kingdom to be able to bind their faith together, come together, and do prayer together. So thank you so much.
To God be the glory. I will leave it in your hands, Apostle.
Thank you so much. I am just going to pray really that God will just release heaven on earth. We pray for so much, and I'm asking God to do some things on this earth as he would see it in heaven. And since we have the power to bind and to loose, that's where I'm going to be today. And I'm asking God right now for every listener, God, for every participant, everyone who's tuned in, everyone, Lord God, who is on the dashboard handling Blog Talk Radio this morning, that number one, God, you will forgive us of our sins and our trespasses today. Lord God, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that you once upon a time desired that there would be no sin, that there would be no laws. Lord God, you made it to where we could eat what we want and do what we want, and we would just inherit all the things of the earth, Lord God. But we know sin caused a breakdown, Lord God, in all of the amenities that we would have received from the beginning. But Lord, since we're in that state, we are asking you to forgive us. We're asking you to have thine own way in our lives, Lord God, and we yield ourselves to you, Lord God. We submit our manly and natural ways to you, and we adopt your heart today, Lord God. We adopt your mindset. We want the mind of Christ and not the mind of ourselves, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, we pray that all the mighty ones upon the earth shall come, God, and shall declare your righteousness to a people that aren't even born yet, Lord God. That means our children's children, Lord God, and our children's children's children, Lord God. We're binding up spirits of drugs. We're binding up spirits of alcoholism. We're binding up spirits of murder. We bind up spirits, Lord God, of prostitution, even sicknesses and illnesses. God, we bind those spirits up. And I pray, Lord God, that I'm able to say that I have proclaimed glad tidings in the great congregation, oh God, before you. I will not restrain my lips, Lord God. You know, Lord, I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart, but I testify and I let people know of your good tidings and your faithfulness, your salvation, and your mighty works and your miracles, because God, you are worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, oh God. Lord God, we don't conceal even your loving kindness and your truth from others and our loved ones, Lord God. Father, may our mouths yet tell of your goodness, yet tell of your righteousness, yet tell of your salvation. May we over the weekend, Lord God, bring souls unto the kingdom, walking them away from their own ways and bringing them, Lord God, to a path of righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, let your righteousness reach into the heavens, into the skies, oh God, for you have done great things over in Psalm 71, as I have read, Lord God. So let it reach the skies. May you be so joyous by the alignment and the will of people coming unto you and walking in destiny, oh God. Father, I ask that you will allow your plan to be revealed throughout the gospel, throughout all the people, throughout all the generations. Lord God, if we know your plans for us, if we seek your face for us, allow us, Lord God, to be obedient unto you and do the things that you will have for us to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We know the kingdom is a mystery, but Lord God, you have divine revelation unto us. Allow us to walk in that, in the plans that you establish in your kingdom to be released down here into the earth. Lord God, who is the earth? We are the earth. So allow that, Lord God, to be released in us. Lord God, give us the powers of the manifold wisdom of you, Lord Jesus, that we don't walk, Lord God, in foolishness, and we don't walk, Lord God, in folly. But I command today, Lord God, even as this is a holiday weekend, Lord God, that the people will walk in wisdom if they just cannot deny the temptation of alcohol. Lord God, don't let them drink and drive. If they cannot deny the temptation of smoking weed and drugs, Lord God, don't let them pick up a handgun. God, we bind up rapings on this weekend and molestations, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep your youth on today, oh God. Cover them with the blood of the Lamb. Keep them, Lord God, as they're barbecuing. May not the barbecue grills be turned over and the children be burned. Lord God, we bind up speeding in cars and being so excited over a holiday that they forget what the true meaning of Memorial Day brings, Lord God. This is a celebration of those who were trailblazers, Lord God. This is not just all about ribs and lemonade and loud music, but Lord God, this is a time of reflection. This is a time that we need to celebrate how far we've been able to come in your grace and your mercy. Lord God, we lift up the Archbishop and his family on today. Cover them and keep them wherever they are, whatever they're doing. But Lord God, as he demonstrates the works of your mighty words that you spoke in his life, as he is walking in that prophetic realm, as he is walking in destiny, Lord God, continue to order his steps, continue to word his mouth, Lord God, as he shakes hands with some of the highest people of the land. Word his mouth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and let favor continuously be before him. oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I just lift up everybody on this line, Lord God, who laid down the pillow, oh God, who laid down the rest and the sleep and the slumber. Give them an extra added blessing today. I command peace, God. I command favor, God. I command supernatural debt cancellation. I command, oh God, that money comes into account. Money finds them. Money is in the mail. Money they don't even know about, oh God. And where money is lacking, let your favor prevail in their lives, God. But I command that we walk in such a way, oh God, that people recognize your glory. People recognize your lordship within us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Last but not least, oh God, I just bind up retaliation. I bind up, oh God, that spirit that will come and try to just tear apart the words of the prayers that we pray. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We walk in victory. We declare victory. Our finish is victorious, oh God. Our names are victorious. And we appreciate you, God. Oh, Holy Father, oh, Holy One, we decree all these things by the Son of Jesus Christ, your Son, God, on today. Glory to your name, I decree these things so. Amen.
It is. Amen. And it is.
Hallelujah.
We thank Apostle Overton for those wonderful prayers. She covered many of issues that may be going on in our lives, but I'm going to say that we know are going on in our lives. So, again, we thank Apostle Overton for that, for those prayers. Also, throughout the week, please make sure you're praying for ministry leaders. Many ministry leaders, they pour out, they take your prayer request. But many, unless they give direction, unless they surround themselves with those that are dedicated to praying for them, many ministry leaders do not get a lot of prayer coverage. So please cover your ministry leaders. I want to just cover a prayer request that I just got. I'm going to pray for married couples. Father God, we just uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father. Father, we ask that you just cover, Father, men and women, husband and wives, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask, O Heavenly Father, that you inject your spirit into their marriages, O Heavenly Father. We come against the spirits, Father, of selfishness, O Heavenly Father, immaturity, things, division, Father, things that destroy a marriage, O Heavenly Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, the spirit of unity, O Heavenly Father, the spirit of maturity, Father, the spirit of leadership, Father, the togetherness, the Father, the spirit of romance, O Heavenly Father. Father, we come against disrespect in a marriage, Father, and things of that nature, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we plead the blood, Father, today over families and guide them with your wisdom in Jesus' mighty name. We say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen. And I want to thank everyone for being on the line. We have some announcements of some upcoming things that we have going on at Follow Me As I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries. Again, if you have any prayer requests through the week, please go to our page on Facebook, like the page. It's FMFC Global Prayer Warrior. You can like the page. You can leave your prayer request. We will pray for you through the week, and we look forward to praying for you. Also, we'll have other notices that we put on the page that will keep you up to date with what we're doing throughout the week, so that we can pray for you, so that we can cover you during the week. We're not going to leave you throughout the week without also our own Apostle Overton. She does a weekly teaching. She brings other ministry leaders on The show, it's an internet TV show. You can tune in via the internet on Christ Family Network. She's on four times a week, each Sunday at 8 a.m. in the morning before church, Central Standard Time. Every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Each Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can go to Christ, you can just go to www.christfamilynetwork.com. You can just type in Haya, and that's C-H-A-Y-H, or you can go to the right-hand corner, the top right-hand corner, and hit the drop-down and click on Haya. It's spelled like Shia, but the Hebrew word. And then the actual show will then just pop up. You will truly be fed. You will definitely enjoy the teaching that Apostle Overton or some of the other ministry leaders that she's bringing forward are going to teach. Your soul is going to be fed. So please support that. Support that ministry function. As you need us, we need you. We need you. You need us. So please tune in during those times. Again, also go to the Facebook page. The times, the instructions, the website, everything will be on the FMFC Global Prayer Warrior page. Also, this is a ministry, so we want to open the doors as well. If you would like to donate to the ministry to help with airtime, to help with other functions that the ministry has going on, or you feel you just want to plant a seed in the ministry, nothing is too big, nothing is too small. You can send your tax-deductible donations to Follow Me As I Follow Christ. The mailing address is P.O. Box 558-394, Chicago, Illinois. The zip code is 60655. That information will also be on the FMFC Global Prayer Warriors page as well. Again, if you want to make a donation, for those who use PayPal, you can email womeninmotion@hotmail.com. Again, all that information will be on the page so that if you want to plant a seed, you can send your seed. Also, when you're planting a seed, if you're mailing it, if you're using the PayPal, again, it's a seed, so name your seed. Where do you want to see a return in your life? Where do you want to see a harvest in your life? And all of this is scriptural. So when you go to the pay, information will be there. We'll even attach the scripture there so you have a promise to stand on. Also, Monday Manna is coming back, and I know a lot of you guys may have never heard of that, but about 3 or 4 years ago, the ministry had a Monday teaching entitled Monday Manna. This is a great teaching to kickstart your week. Apostle just came with some amazing topics that really just built us up in the Word of God. You know, the Word of God is study to show thyself approved. And she definitely gives you some information to study on. So Monday Manna is coming back. It's going to be on Periscope at 6 p.m. on Monday. If I'm correct, the starting date is June 6th. But again, I will post that to the page as well, and you'll have all that information so that you can join us in all these different things that the ministry is doing. Again, I want to thank everybody. God bless you. Thank you again for joining. Have a blessed weekend. Again, if you have any prayer requests, go to the Facebook page. Follow Me As I Follow Christ, Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page. Leave us any comments. Leave us prayer requests. Anything that's on your heart, feel free to leave that with us. Again, we'll pray, we will respond, and we hope to have you join in on other ministries that the ministry is going forth in. Again, have a great weekend. We love you. God bless.
Bring up their hands. They bow their heads. and worship the Lord with their faces on the ground. When we receive the words of the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say God. Let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church. Let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.
Lift your hands wherever you are, except the church.